A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my giggle schloggers? Like Goldschlager? That was stupid. That was so dumb.
Are all the gigglers just Russian now?
I mean, the gigglers can drink. We've seen you at the live show.
Yeah, someone... no, we have seen them. I mean, I've gotten 27,000 DMs. Wait, I'm not allowed to send DMs for 18 hours.
Wait, what did you do? Who are you harassing over DM?
I literally have no idea. I woke up in the middle of the night. Not the middle of the night. I woke up at like 6 a.m.
6 p.m.
6 a.m. this morning. And I went into my DMs. And I tried to DM one of my girlfriends back. And it was like, you can send DMs in 21 hours. And I was like, wait, what?
Did someone report a DM you sent?
I think I sent...
Did you call your puppy ugly or fat in a DM?
No, but someone did DM me recently, and I DM'd her back, and she was like, oh my God, Hannah says you never respond, and I just DM'd her back, she's a lying bitch, don't believe her.
Oh, so you bullying me got you canceled on Instagram, you
I know think, what? Because then I was thinking, I was like, what else have I said that's like crazy? Like, did I say anything like really sexual or did I like, did I send a video or a meme or something
Instagram.
That then got taken off?
If you're calling your best friend a lying bitch cunt, you should not get canceled.
No.
It's just they don't understand context. The AI doesn't understand context. Do you want me to message them and be like, hey, it's a lying bitch. I totally deserve
but
that.
But then I was like, oh my God, did that giggler report it? Because she thought like I was being serious. But then I could never find her Instagram again. But I'm pretty sure I did say like, ha ha.
Instagram's like, it's not funny. Don't say ha ha. Don't say LOL. Don't say LMAORFL.
Yeah, like, so anywho, so I'm banned on Instagram.
Oh, so that's why you haven't been responding to me.
But then I don't know if people can see that, like, I see it and, like, I want to respond. You know, I do.
No, you don't. But no, anyway. I feel like if you see it, you respond.
It's yeah, just, no. If I see it, I respond.
Okay, so you've been doing questionable things on Instagram.
Yeah, God knows what.
I've been, do you know the Best Friends podcast, BFFs?
Yes.
With your.
With Josh Richardson.
You love Josh
Richards. I think he's so cute.
So I didn't really know who he was, but I did a man on the street making fun of Dave Portnoy.
Yeah.
Where I had all these, like, female comics say, yeah, who do you think this guy is? And it was hilarious.
And nobody knew who Dave was?
Some of them knew, but they also were, like, they called him Captain Crunch. That was really funny. They called him Crocodile Hunter. Like,
yeah,
it was pretty good.
If I didn't know who Dave Portnoy was, I would probably say that he, like, years ago used to be, like, a really good golfer.
A promoter?
But,
like,
he does.
Oh, no, he was a golfer. Yeah, and now, like, he became a promoter.
Yeah, or, like, something, because, like, people want to listen to him about sports. Like, I wouldn't know. Yeah, I get
Someone
that.
Said he looked like a country singer.
Yes, he does. He looks like a famous person's brother is what he looks like, actually. Like, he looks like
he
his
looks like
sibling.
Dane Cook's brother who stole all his money.
He looks like his sibling is really famous.
And, like, hot. Yeah. And he's hot, too, but, like, with the ugly swag.
He's hot with, like, a whatever. Like, he definitely does have a swag. His girlfriend.
So funny.
So pretty.
Gorgeous.
So nice. She's really good friends with one of my girlfriends, so I've hung out with her a few times.
I didn't know this.
She literally.
Silvana.
Yes. Could not be a sweeter person.
You cannot be ugly if your name's Silvana.
No, you literally can't.
You have to have, like, the wettest vagina at all times.
It's like a law, I feel like, in Colombia.
Silvana. Is she Colombian?
No, I have no idea.
So, anyway, they talk about this video we posted about Dave Portnoy on their podcast, and the Gigglers were messaging me being like, they're talking about you, and someone was like, LOL, they're getting it all wrong. Apparently Josh Richards was like, oh, that's the lesbian comedian on TikTok. Which I took as a compliment, because I was like, I am decentering men from my life, maybe a little too hard, fully with my wedding ring. So then I was like, okay, well, I have to do one of Josh Richards, because I think it's funny to ask millennial women.
Is his name Josh Richards or Josh Richardson? I've been calling him Josh Richardson.
I love how you're making him sound richer than he is.
I want him to be like Josh Richardson III, and his grandpa may or may not have murdered someone.
Josh Richardson has some sketchy family ties, yes, but he does have a trust fund.
Yeah, they're not like Alex Murdaugh style.
Which
but
we,
like,
will get to later.
They don't have a name. That family doesn't know their name. That's how Southern they are.
They even finish the name. They're like, Murdaugh. Well, I'm like, can we finish?
Is it Alex or is it Alec?
Okay, that is the biggest drama of it, because he said Alec, but his real name isn't even Alex. It's like Walter Emerson something.
Walter Emerson. Honestly, it sounds like an ex-boyfriend I've had. Oh, that's Walter Emerson. Duh.
If his name has Emerson or Emmett, he's rich.
Yeah.
So anyway, some of the Googlers were just like, hey, like, they're getting it all wrong. Brianna Chicken Fry, who, we're team Brianna Chicken Fry. Yeah. If we're picking teams, I don't even know what the
Who would be a it doesn't matter who she's against.
Yeah,
we're picking
team
her.
Brie. Yeah. And I've, like, DM'd her. She's hilarious, amazing icon.
And genuinely, the only girl I've ever seen that, like, pink should be her natural hair color. Is it so? Because, like, sometimes I see her brunette and I'm blonde. I'm like, or blonde. And I'm like, oh, I don't know which one I like better. And then when she has pink hair, I'm like, you should have been born with pink hair.
Teffy pulled it off, too.
Yes, Teffy really pulled it off.
It's annoying because you don't just get inspired and go pink one day. It's like a whole process. Yeah. You have to go through, like, emotional trauma. Yep. You have to go
to really think
you have
about
to bleach it.
It.
You have to go pink. Then you have to get the right shade of pink. I don't know. Maybe one day I'll get the balls. Maybe I should do pink eyebrows. Anyway, enough about me. So they were talking about me on the pod.
Oh, sorry. Back to Hannah for a quick second. We deviated for 3 seconds and we must get back to her. So, yes.
I like showing, like, very famous TikTokers to millennial comedians.
Yes.
Because on TikTok, I feel like people are very algorithm famous.
Oh, my God. So true.
Like, some people, like, for example, Alex Earle. Des doesn't know who Alex
no,
Earle
Craig
is.
No, Craig has no idea.
Which I love, because it means they're not just, like, looking at 20-year-old TikTok.
I commented his Instagram. I was like, you're my Alex Earle. And he was like, are you being mean to me? That's, like, honestly his first question every time I speak to him. sick of her being mean to me again. I'm like, no, she's like the most famous girl on TikTok.
Well, what would you rather have? A boyfriend who you say something and immediately is like, are you being mean to me again? Or someone like Dez, who I start and then he just demolishes me. Like, whatever I say, he comes back so hard. And then I'm crying. And then I'm like, that was so mean. He's like, you fucking started it. Take your poison.
I want to, like, I want me and Dez to get into a fake fight because I just want to see, like, where, I want to see it would his be so tactics.
Good. The Scorpio energies would be so good.
Honestly, I feel like if me and Dez were on a team against one person, I'd be scared for that person.
No.
I almost, like, wouldn't do it. It's illegal.
No. Actually, you guys can never speak because I don't want you ever turning on me together because that would be really bad. Just to end it. So I post this video and some girls, like, he looks like a guy named Kyle who's never made a girl come before.
Yeah.
And he stitches it. He starts crying. He goes, that's not true. My name's Josh. I'm having way too much fun with 20-year-old
they
boys
have
on
to
TikTok.
Have you on the pod.
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Does he have pink hair now?
Which he pulls off, which is honestly so annoying because I have pink undertones. I think it would be too pink. I've thought about it. But yeah, he looks great. They look great. We're big fans. Speaking of fandom, we're both Vanderpump fans.
Huge Vanderpump fans.
Like, from day one, we were like, this show should win an Emmy. Before we even were on Bravo, it was my favorite show. It got me through the darkest times. When I was dealing with my own, like, breakups, I would just watch, like, their friend group, and I would just get lost in their beautiful, chaotic drama.
Not gonna lie, though, past couple of years, I have fallen off.
I haven't watched it, but like, that's because of my own shit.
That's on me.
That's on
me. And that's on me. And that's nothing you guys did.
We have to apologize to the Academy. We have not watched Vanderpump. But why do I feel like not that I haven't missed anything, but like I know. Like we know. Like I don't have to see the last five seasons. I know.
Here's why I always loved Vanderpump. Their editors are quirky. Like they always have like quirky music and they always like low key make fun of something funny.
Sheena? They're so mean
They're
to Sheena.
They're so mean to Sheena.
They're so mean to Sheena.
But justice for Sheena when that one editor came out and was like, yeah, I purposely used to make Sheena look bad.
Yeah. But Vanderpump,
we know your type.
What makes the show so good is it was actually a real group of friends that were poor. And we all, I don't know why, but like, it's more authentic when people are actually working at a job and they're actually with the friend group and they're actually fucking each other.
Yes.
So people are saying this is giving like OG
It's giving
Vanderpump.
Season two.
Where were you when it happened?
I was where I always am, on my couch.
Same.
In my apartment. It was one of those pop culture moments where you're like, wait, what? And Chrissy Teigen had tweeted, like, I have people from, like, all walks of life. And it's so true. Like, I had, like, high school friends. I had people from, like, all different parts of my life being like, oh, my God, do you know anything? And I was like, how the fuck would I know anything?
I was inside Raquel's vagina.
Yeah,
they
all called me last night and gave me all the details. I was like, no, I don't even have any
it's
of
like
their numbers.
It's like unraveling in front of everyone. The fact that Andy tweeted about it, because let's be honest, if you're not a housewife show, Andy doesn't know who you are.
Yeah.
He'll pretend to know who you are, but he doesn't know who
I you would
are.
Say Vanderpump is housewife status.
Yes. Well, I think because it's connected, I guess, from a housewife, he cares about it. But okay. Now, these are our friends we're talking about.
Yeah.
We have to acknowledge that.
Yes. We've hung out with them multiple times.
The last time we hung out with Raquel and Sandoval and Ariana
and
Shishu
and Brock.
And Brock was they were so nice. They came to our show in Vegas because we were playing a music festival. We shouldn't have been there. I don't know why.
No,
they
honestly,
put us there.
Emails got messed up. I don't know why the fuck we were in Vegas.
It was
Vegas
like Jack Harlow and us.
And we were like,
but we had so much fun. They arguably had way more fun than us because they were just like, they had a festival all day and they were so cute. They were like this friend group that not filming wanted to party.
Ariana
together.
Had like cute little pigtails in.
So cute. Yep. They all were just down to clown and they did not have to support us at our show.
None at all.
They did. Then afterwards, they're like, we're going to see Jack Harlow. And me and you had this like, we always go and get McDonald's after, but for a second we were like, if Jack Harlow potentially sees Paige in the crowd.
Like, like from miles away, he's like,
In the nighttime. Where's that shimmery Italian greasy hair I see with those long fingers pointing in my direction?
You know I'm going through a hair transformation. How dare you?
Why did I hear hair transplant for a second?
Hair transformation.
Are you?
No, I'm just not washing
it. Oh, yeah,
I just got down on bathing and I've called it.
You're depressed. You're just trying to disguise your depression as hair cycling when literally you're just not leaving your couch.
That's exactly what I'm doing. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm like, I'm not going to wash my hair for 7 days because I physically can't. The thought of getting in the shower makes me cry.
But crying in the shower is the best because no one can tell you're crying.
I live alone. Let it out. True. You know?
So anyway, we get to the Jack Harlow concert and it is everything. Like we and they like hooked us up with this VIP area and they're mm-hmm. like professional festival goers. Like,
yes.
They knew all the like weird jumpy dances yep. that people were doing. Sheena had every cute little tchotchke on.
Every glitter sticker that was sold in the U.S., Sheena was wearing it.
Rock like, had everyone on his shoulders. Yeah. Like, full festival where me and you were like, we're tired. And we listen. And then I remember me and you, our battery hit. We were sober.
We hit a wall at the same time. We looked at each other and we were like, we got to get away from these people.
But this is the thing. They were like so overly nice and hospitable that like this was not an easy out for us. Because no. Sheena was like, what can I do for you to make sure you guys have the best fucking time? And we're like, we just want to go to bed. And that was not an option.
No.
Sheena's
like, no, you're coming with us. We're going to the next performance. Everyone was like, "What? Like, okay, let's go. We're walking.
We pulled a full coup.
When I tell you that Hannah and I looked at
I
each other.
I was sweating. I was like, how do
had
we pull
a full
this off?
Mental conversation being like, we can't say we're leaving because they'll kill us. So yeah. How do we run like, away?
We lied to Sheena's face. And Sheena,
we lied right to Sheena's face.
And she's never addressed it, which is why we know she's a good friend. But because the group, there was a moment of chaos. You have to wait for them to like miscommunicate. Someone was like trying to get drinks. They had ran out of drinks.
Well, Jack Harlow was over too. It was time to go to the next field for the next performance. I looked at Hannah and I said, this is our.
Their admin started to fall apart.
I was like, this is our time.
People were keeping eyes on us. Like we always had like one of their friends near us. And I remember we had to like,
we tried
like crazy. I was like, my grandma.
We tried to stray one time and someone literally was like, we're going this way. And I looked at Hannah, I was like,
because
we
actually, I think, lied and said, like, we'll, this is what we said. We said, we'll text you when there was no service.
If we ever say, no, we'll text you, know that we're lying.
Like, why would we leave to say, we'll text you? So they were like, we're getting drinks. And we're like, oh, we're going to head out, but we'll text you. Sheena's calling us. Brock started to call us. I started to get worried. You were like, don't fucking
no
answer.
Hablas ingles. No. I immediately didn't speak English, didn't know where I was.
Threw it into the crowd. I said, well, let it be what it's supposed to be. And we got home. But one thing about Sheena as a friend, because I know Sheena's in the drama too. I feel like Sheena's the kind of person that will be so nice to you until you cross her.
Yes.
And then she gets hurt. Like, she will care for you when you've done nothing for her. Like, has been so overly there
nice
for me when
and
I,
just,
I didn't do anything to earn it.
Right.
But I know.
And every time you perform in LA, always comes. She always texts. Anytime she's in New York, she'll always text us and be like, I don't know what your schedule is, but I'm here.
You know what's crazy? She didn't text us this last Watch Robins Live. I think
she was
busy
beating bitches up. I would be busy
too. Thank God we weren't there.
No, Hannah, could you imagine? As if Sheena texted us and was like, hey, just finish Watch What Happens Live. We're going to dinner. Come. We probably wouldn't have gone, but like,
why
we don't get out of bed.
Why was the funniest thing, though, imagining Sheena put hands on someone with her long fingernails?
Because
she's
picturing dainty, like little tiny women doing something physical is hilarious. It's just sketch comedy.
Imagine her just like doing the splits and being like, ha!
Obviously, we don't condone violence here at Giggly Squad. We really
violence.
Don't. But.
Unless you do splits.
Sometimes, like, I feel like. Look, boys do it all the time. Like, I feel like.
I know. Like, doesn't Jax and Sandoval and all them hit each other? Like,
I feel
all
like
the time?
When men have a problem, like
there's been blood on any show, it hasn't been our periods. It's been men punching each other.
I've watched Craig and Austin get into physical altercations like in the living room, and I'm like, guys, you know. But then, like after, they're like, all right, no, like,
yeah,
no. Like they kind of like get it out
for men,
for
maybe.
Men,
yeah,
for
it's like
men.
Jerking off. It's like, oh, and then they're done. They're just like, ugh. They can't move, and you're like, good. Now he's out for like 2 weeks. He won't annoy anyone. I could just see her figuring it out and having like too much emotions that she just like was like,
yeah,
I need to defend Ariana.
Yeah.
Not condoning violence, just trying to think through Shishu's like
thought
psyche.
Process.
But also justice for Shishu just in general, because I feel like that show they've tried to make her a friend of so many times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how many times does she have to prove that she is the show?
Yeah.
She will always be the glue of the show. And she always serves every time she's on the show.
It's
in
giving,
spite of her edits.
It's giving someone on production doesn't like her.
I know.
That's how it feels.
Because the same way they can make her look like boy crazy, they could have made her look like someone that you empathize with and you're like, damn, she's had some bad luck with men.
Also, I feel like we've said this before and this like kind of proves it. Reality TV is an entertainment show that is put out to entertain people for 45 minutes every single night. They have 72 to 100 hours of footage in 1 week that they look through and then put together certain pieces to give you that 45 minute show for you to make an opinion on each person,
and
whether
you
like
the
them
story
or you don't like
they
them.
They want you to hear.
And they give you what their personality, who they are in everyday life and whatever. And then you decide based on that if you like the show, if you like these people.
That's like, why, like, one season you're like, I love this person. Next season you're like, I hate this person. The person didn't change.
Right.
The story they wanted to tell was different. I want to say a hot take.
Yeah.
Why, when this came out, I was not surprised?
Because I feel like
I'm in too deep. Like, I've seen too much.
Yes. You've been shocked.
I am just so worn down. I'm like, look, I've seen a lot in these streets. And that
I think what was shocking to me was that, like, it came out. It wasn't shocking to me, like, that that could happen. I think I was most shocked that, like, it came out in such a real and vulnerable way.
True. Like, normally it's very contrived, as in, like, you tell production what's going on. They say, how do we want to show this to the world? Do you think they had their own plan of how they want to drop it, like maybe next season?
I think that they were trying to avoid at all costs production being involved.
But if you're on the show, eventually, if he leaves, do you think he was going to leave Ariana to be with Raquel?
He wanted to do it when the season was over. I think he wanted to do it when the season was over. That's why he was waiting for so long.
Yeah.
But also, like, I just feel so bad for Ariana because... Because, okay, most cheating situations, too, you don't know the woman, or you do know the woman, but she's not, like, one of your friends in your friend circle.
The pain of, like, looking, like, she's probably going through so many memories in her head, being like, I was so duped and feeling so, like, gross after. Like, I mean, we love you, Ariana. Shout out to Ariana. We cannot support you more. I do think, though, good riddance.
You know the happiest person out of all of this?
Who?
Hailey Bieber. Hailey's like, what did I do to deserve the For You pages just
if Hailey
making
isn't
up?
Sliding into Raquel's DMs right now.
Thanks, girl.
I mean, my love.
If Raquel isn't my loving it up in Hailey's DMs right now, she should be.
This is my thing, though, when I say good riddance. I don't know Sandoval that much. I don't know Raquel that much.
Yeah,
she was at my wedding.
Yeah.
People actually never talk about
it. Oh my god, I forgot about
Nima
that.
Nima brought Raquel to the wedding. Raquel was newly single. She is so sweet and nice.
Every time I've ever talked to her, she's so nice
and
to
I've,
me.
I've
so
met
sweet.
Her like 5 years ago when I was working for like interviewing at that media company. And I met her and James was like being hilarious, crazy James.
Yep.
And she was so nice. James posting on his grid the page 6. No, Ariana Madix's brother.
I thought his was great.
Who, let's be honest, does not like the camera, does not want to be on reality TV, does not like any of it. And, like, we see you. We understand you, sir. Your feelings are completely valid. He basically wrote in support of, like, just feeling very hurt.
Yeah.
And James, like, was going in. But then people were like, James, you cheated on Raquel, like, millions of times.
Millions of times.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning, so I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy, and there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
I have watched some like Summer House episodes, and I'm like, that is like not even me. Like it's like a different, almost like a caricature.
It's called,
of who you really
are. It's called context. Because I always was like, well, that's you. You're showing what you are. If you show me saying something in response to something that is different, like, obviously I look crazy.
Dude.
Especially when you like have a loud personality.
Or if like someone's talking about something really serious and then they show you laughing and like smiling and nodding, you're like, I obviously.
And then cut to someone saying Paige won't stop laughing. Done. You're done. Like, it's done. I don't care what you say.
And honestly, that's why Giggly Squad really started, because when we first were on reality TV together, we were like, this is a weird connection. We're funny. This is something. And we realized that they had no interest in it. They were like, you guys are funny.
The cameras would come and we'd be in the bathroom like, are you ready for our Netflix special? And we would just like,
and
go.
They'd be like, no.
The guy would just leave and we'd be like, oh my God.
So we realized that like, not only were like our real true personalities not coming across, but like our friendship wasn't coming across either. So we were like, why not? We know we have something good here. Why not like actually show it the way we want to, like unedited, raw, and real? And that's why we have Giggly Squad, because
unedited, raw, real, next documentary.
Oh
dropping.
My God, that was so intense.
I know.
I like
it. I think another reason, and thank you for that. That was beautiful. We are in a studio today, so it's feeling
super
like
different.
We're just like serving.
Yeah.
This episode is like heated. I think that I wasn't that surprised, because when you're on a reality TV show.
Yeah.
A lot of people will have relationships with people within that show.
Yeah.
To stay relevant with storyline.
Yes.
And I know people are like, it's so crazy. Why Raquel? I'm like, that's literally the only person he would. Like,
right.
Think of another single person on the show.
Yep.
And it's not that like they're doing it purposely for storyline. It definitely helps. But it's also like your work crush. It's like you see them every day. You're getting calls like, what's your storyline? What's going on? And it feels naughty. It feels sexy.
Yep.
Did you ever have a secret relationship?
Like in my life?
Yeah. Like you kept a secret from a friend or your parents or me.
A secret?
Or Craig or your dog.
I'm trying to think if there was anyone. I mean, like I've had sex with people.
Yeah.
And then I've been like, hey, gotta tell you, like I had sex with that person.
Yeah.
Like, okay, here's a perfect example. One of my girlfriends hooked up with this guy. And then, like, 2 years later, I hooked up with him. And I was like, I kind of got to tell her, right?
But you also, nothing happened from it?
No. Neither people. We were like, so I texted her and I was like, hey, just got to let you know, like, I just slept with whoever last night. And she was like, cool. Like, I don't care.
Yeah. You want to get ahead of it.
You want to get ahead of it. But also, like, I knew nothing was happening with him and nothing happened with her. Like, it's not like they dated. I've never had a secret relationship where, like, I couldn't tell the person because it was really bad.
Or it's like, while they're together.
No.
I did have a secret relationship once.
Yeah.
Where I pressured my best friend Becca to move to New York City because she's from Arkansas.
Yeah.
So I was a year ahead of her. She graduated college and I was like, you have to come to New York City. I'll set it up. I'll get you an apartment. It was like me, her, and then two random guys.
Yeah.
And she was going to graduate in like 3 months, but I moved in early. And one of the guys was like kind of cute. Found out he plays tennis. We started playing tennis together. Next thing you know, I was like, am I in love with her? And then we
this
like.
This is a sitcom that could have been on CBS.
A legit sitcom. And then we like, I think we like made out and we were keeping it a secret from the other roommate. Cause this was like, this could have been bad. It was very early on. But also like, I'm 23, 24. Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to tell Becca that we're hooking up because I don't want her to feel scared that she's coming into a potentially like situation that could go bad.
Or like feeling third wheel, like from the
she's
jump.
She's supposed to be my best friend. Yeah, we're coming in New York City and she doesn't want to come in and I have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I remember I was talking to her on the phone and I was like talking about some pasta he made and she was like, do you like him? And I was like, no, I like pasta. Duh. And I was like, you
and
know
Becca
me.
Knew.
One thing about me is I do a lot of things. I cannot lie. I might speak too much. I take 30 seconds and I'll tell you the truth. Like, I can't lie for
you. You're literally that meme. Like, okay, fine, I'll tell you everything. Like, that legit is you just in normal life. Like, no, no, I can't. Fine, I'll tell you it all.
I'll tell you it all. So,
like, I literally didn't even ask.
She comes to move in. First night, we all go out and we're just walking to the bar and she looks at me and she goes,
you had sex
you're
with
fucking
this
him.
I can't
lie because I was trying to just like not talk about it and she knows me better than anyone. Like you could tell if I'm fucking
that's
a dude.
Why like the whole Vanderpump thing is so
wild.
Nutty because how you could be in the same room and like be talking about things and secretly you know you had sex with them, like that's crazy. They did Ariana a favor.
I'm kind of excited for Ariana.
Yeah, she's
I love
gonna,
a breakup.
And Ariana's one of those girls that, like, when you meet her, you're like, she's, like, vibey. Like, she's cool. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just something about her where you're like, you have, like, a thing to you.
She also used to be a comedian.
She kind of has, like, the sauce.
She has
like,
the sauce.
Like, she just kind of walks into a room and you're like, that's a cool girl.
Yeah.
And then she'll talk and you'll be like, wow, that's, like, very interesting.
When I
cool.
see something like this happen, I don't go, like, oh, no, she lost the love of her life. I'm like, okay, I guess this was how she was able to leave.
The universe did this for her.
But I do have to say there's a high of the secrecy of the relationship because the relationship is now not secret anymore. They're about to deal with so much stress and then
so
you're just dealt
stress.
With that person. Like, okay, there's no like sexy, hot, you know,
yeah.
at night sex
I think
hiding from people.
Obviously, Ariana and Tom were like the real deal. They were together for 10 years.
Yeah, it's like a divorce. What do you think about everyone just with the memes of Kristen Doty just like smoking like, put me on, like tag me in.
But she had sex with Jax, and while he was dating her best friend,
literally. That's why if you watch the Chris Rock special last night,
yeah.
which I will cover,
yeah,
it's called Selective Outrage,
and it's on Netflix.
Yes,
yeah,
it was live last night. Like
oh,
a literal,
but can I still watch it?
Yes,
okay.
A 10 p.m. live performance. It's called Selective Outrage because people decide who they want to be mad at, and there's no like. Consistency or logical reasoning.
Yep.
Like you're all mad at Raquel, but you love Kristen now. When Kristen did the same thing
5 years
Stassi.
Ago, everyone was like, "Get Kristen off my TV immediately." I'm
and
like,
now
"You
everyone's
don't know
like, get
her
back
though.
On." There's no logic behind it.
So when we saw them in Vegas, allegedly they had already started hooking up.
No,
that was in September.
No,
they've been hooking up for 7 months, allegedly.
We're part of the drama. We were bystanders. We were innocent bystanders.
Yeah, we had literally no idea. As I'm trying to figure out how I'm getting backstage with Jack Harlow when I have a full boyfriend, I'm like, well, what if I just hop this fence?
We were trying to leave and we had to like step over her giving Sandoval a blowjob. We're like, we're trying to get out of here. We don't even notice. We're Irish exiting so fast. Then she posted a photo with Schwartz on her page.
Yes.
And Katie commented.
Yes.
Like, these comments are hilarious, whatever. So Katie's furious at this, but now Katie's furious about something else. And then where does Lala come in?
I think she's just like the only one that's like gonna say mean, funny shit. Like
Lala is selective outrage. Lala has outrage. She doesn't know where she wants to put it. But if she finds you, it is coming for you.
Lala
she would
could
say.
Walk up and punch me in the face and I would just be like,
thank you.
Yeah, no, I did deserve it. Thank
it's
you.
It's funny because people would be like, who's this bitch coming from Utah, like acting like she's so hard. And like, I'm from Brooklyn. So first I was like that too. And then I was like, wait, I'm so scared of people from Utah. Like, I don't know what's going on over there. I would never survive
the
a day
Mormons
in Utah.
Are not to be trusted.
Is she a Mormon?
No,
she
I have no idea. I don't think so.
I asked people because I'm going to Salt Lake City and I was like, what do I do? Because I'm not going skiing and everyone goes, join the church. I'm like, if they listen to Giggle Squad, they are not happy with me. Not happy at all.
You're like, hi, can I just get one of those booklets? What are those booklets, you guys?
Can I just
see it?
Is there an usher? Just give me like a act one, act two, act three. If you are listening to us right now and you're like, I don't know who you're talking about, but this is entertaining. I do highly recommend starting Vanderpump from season one. if you want to watch any
reality. I mean, there's nothing better. There's nothing like Vanderpump. And I know that they tried to do like, what, I don't even know. What is it?
They walked so I could trip on Summer House.
Yeah, they're trying to do it with the other, the new like Southern hospitality show. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it because I grew up in the era of Vanderpump. So like nothing will ever compare to Vanderpump for me.
When Stassi slapped Kristen, like backhanded slap. And everyone was like, good.
Slapped her in the face. Like this. The assault that happened on that show and the fuckery. Like, the producers must have been like, wait, these are real people. Like, what is happening?
Also, like, they really were, like, trying to hide shit.
Dude, there is a scene of Stassi just cutting up Jax's clothes. Also, and it's probably Jax the best
got a
scene.
Tattoo of Stassi, like, on his arm. Everyone's cheated on everyone. But this is the problem with reality TV. We have to acknowledge these people are not like housewives. Housewives have lived full lives. Now they, like, some have money, some don't. But they have husbands, some have it, some don't. Whatever. They've just, like, they've lived a life.
Yeah.
This is these people's lives. This is their whole 20s. So everything they do has been within the show. That's why they're all fucking each other. That's why they're all fighting with each other. But the reason why the show is good, and I'm not trying to... The reason why the show is good is because they come for each other.
Yeah.
And then they go, and I'll see you next season, bitch.
Yes.
They're not trying to kick people off shows. No. They know, like, at the end of the day,
they know that they need other people to make the show.
They know that the drama is part of the show, and they also know that, like, yeah, they try. They have egos of, like, who's the number one guy in the group, but, like, they, at the end of the day, want to have a good show.
Like, I saw a bunch of tweets, or not tweets because I don't have Twitter, it must have been on TikTok, like comments of people being like, kick Sandoval off the show, kick Raquel off the show. And I'm like,
me?
That's literally the last thing that a production company is
like,
going to do.
Raquel was like, okay, we gotta get to work, the show needs some excitement. And I mean, she is this whole season. And you know what, I guess also part of me was just like, I'm excited for Ariana to have
like a moment and like
her own
get
in space.
Yeah.
Get your dog. Take the dog.
Yeah. Rotten hell.
Take the dog. Oh, yeah. Rotten hell. What an iconic. I think I said rotten hell for like 2 years after that.
Yeah.
What are they
rotten
married
hell.
With children now?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. I mean, I just wonder what the whole.
Well, the cast is also reacting like on Instagram right now.
Like,
they're all like giving their insight. The producers are probably punching themselves in the face. Like, can everyone just shut up?
Here's the other thing. I feel like this is how I feel in terms of Bravo. Housewives are like all the teachers and like they work at the school. Vanderpump are the seniors in high school. Okay. The juniors are Southern Charm. Or like they're kind of cool, but they're not as cool as the seniors.
But they think they are cool.
And then like the sophomores would probably be, it would probably be Summer House. Uh-huh. Like we're losers, but like
you
we're not freshmen.
You had 2 good years.
So I had 2 good years. And then the freshmen, it's like we don't even know them. Like, we don't care. Like, whoever the freshman,
but
we don't care.
The freshman occasionally will be cool. But
the freshman
right now
will occasionally fuck a senior. And you're like, whoa.
I'm interested for more information to come out. What were they saying? That it was, like, a video that Ariana saw? Of, like...
I don't know. She, like, went through his phone. Okay. And, ladies, I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't, like, I will say that here and now, but everyone's like, oh, you got to trust, you got to, like, if you have a suspicion, I don't think there's anything wrong with, like, just taking a look-see.
You know, it's so funny. I just feel like it's too much admin. Like, I can't even handle
my
own
have
phone.
Such
like,
stress.
Going through his phone, I'd be like, what are these apps? Why are you playing a golf game every 10 minutes?
I always think of, like, early Kardashian episodes when Kim could get into anything because I feel like that. The amount of
things. Oh, she'd break into things?
She could break into anything. And, like, one time Craig was not home and I had to do Giggly Squad. And so I did it on his computer, like, his, like, big actual like monitor. Mm-hmm. And I could have clicked like guest user and gone on, but I was like, let me see if I can like get on this. And I was like, I'm just gonna like guess a password.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Like got on it, no problem. I was like, yeah, stupid.
This
password.
Is why women need to be the head of the FBI.
I was like, this is literally
I've said this
the
so many
dumbest
times.
Password.
I want Kim Kardashian, Shakira, and you to be running the FBI.
Yeah.
Men literally can't find anything.
Also, guys. You connected your text messages to your computer.
To your
idiot.
To your what is it? Was it called?
I start doing some strokes?
Apple Watch. Apple also, if you have an Apple Watch and you're a man, I have an ick. What is, why are you
pretending? I think Apple Watch is
that's like that TikTok where it's like, no one's trying to see you or whatever. Like, how important are you that you need fucking, no. Every time your friend jerks off, like, why do you need an Apple Watch?
Or like a fitness thing. No, I can't.
I actually bought one of those like rings.
Okay, that's different than like a watch.
I returned it. It was $400 because all it did was tell me I was tired. And I'm like, bitch, I know. I don't need to spend $400.
You're nagging me.
I would look at it and it's like,
you're like, you, I have a husband already. Shut up.
Like, thanks, mom. I know that I go to, it tells you like when you go to sleep and when you wake up. And yeah. I'm like, I know that I stay up till 3 a.m.
I'm TikTok. Alive.
I don't need a, like a second person to tell me I'm rotting in my bed at night. I know.
Yeah.
Anyway. So overall, do you have any advice for
for who?
People message us that they want our advice, which like, thank you that you'd think that we would have good advice.
On this situation?
I think for Raquel,
she should just lay low and well,
she,
like apologize.
The public eye, she needs to lay low, but she also needs,
I think she needs to leave the country and change her name, if I'm being totally honest. I think that...
But then she doesn't make any money from Vanderpump. They need the check.
Here's the other thing that I think about. If I was Ariana, I would feel such a betrayal, obviously, yeah. from both parties.
But, like, the trust issues that's gonna cause...
She had two people lying to her face every single day. That's the craziest part.
I know.
And, like, if you can look at your friend and be like, that would literally... Hannah, that would literally be...
Who's fucking who?
If I was secretly having sex with Dez and we were gonna tell you about it.
It is crazy
because
you were like, can I go to your apartment after? And I was like, whoa. No, but you wanted to see Butter. Like, and I was like, Butter would never say hi to you. She's getting her claws done. She has a nail appointment.
No, it's just like, if you can do that to your girlfriend, like, you can literally, I think you can commit murder.
You feel stupid. Well, yeah, she definitely serial killer type vibes.
It's serial killer like vibes.
Also, like, if I was fucking Craig, you would know immediately. I would look at you and you'd be like,
I can't even think.
Are you fucking Craig? And I'd be like, yes.
You're like, I just love soup so much. And I'm like, why? You literally never
eat soup.
He calls
me his little soupy.
But here's the other thing that, like, you could do this bad thing and people don't, like, there's going to be so many different consequences. Like, Raquel now has zero friends. Mm-hmm. Like, you've now lost not only Ariana, but you've lost all of your other friends because you've done something like this. Mm-hmm. I also wonder, like, if production, when they were filming this season.
Had a clue. If they tricked production.
Because I wouldn't put it past production to be like, we know about this and we will expose it if you don't give us something else. And that's why she made out with Schwartz. Because,
oh,
look, production
wow.
company, yeah, like...
They have shit to do.
Yeah, they have jobs. They yeah. have shit to do. They have a TV show to literally make from you.
This also might be made up, but, like, people were going and being like, I'm friends of them, and this is the tea. They both have these, like, Thunderbolt necklaces. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's...
Is that just a coincidence?
No, I think it's vile.
That they both have these Thunderbolt necklaces to remind each other that they're, like, in love with each other? And that, like, their heart is lightning for each other. I might have made that up.
No, I saw it too. And
like the electricity. I don't know. But honestly.
Like, murder would ensue. Like, I would.
I wonder if he has to get a different butt tattoo with a thunderbolt now. Because he got an A for Ariana.
That was, you like, say a Ariana.
Ariana.
How do you say Grande? What's her first?
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
Ariana. How does you know what? Now I'm
I feel
insecure
like
about it.
When you say, you sound very Wisconsin when you say, Ariana. Ariana's going to
okay,
Wisconsin.
Go be at yours. Ariana, let's get some cheese curds. We'll get hammered. Forget about that Raquel stuff.
I say Ariana.
We were so funny because we were like, should we talk about Vanderpump? And we were like, I don't know. And you guys wanted a deep dive. We've had two back-to-back deep dive episodes. We normally don't, but there's just been like...
So much front page news.
So much going on. Also, can we move on from it?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay. The Chris Rock put out basically a response special. It took him like a full year, which is like really fast, actually, to come up with a full special.
To Will Smith.
Okay. And it was live. Like, Netflix aired
but it was
live.
Stand-up. It wasn't like a...
It was stand-up. Okay. There was like a little pre-show stand-up. And this is like huge for stand-up. Netflix has never done this. He did amazing. He did kind of like mess up one joke at the end because he was so worked up. Like, he was so heated. Do you know anything about it?
About the Will Smith stuff?
No, about the Chris Rock special.
No.
He destroyed Harry and Meghan.
No way. He hates Harry and Meghan.
He basically was like, these two people who like don't want attention. Why do we see them so much? And then he was kind of making fun of like Meghan and her in-laws. Yeah. and then being like, oh, you didn't know the royal family was racist. Like, they invented racism.
Yeah.
And his takes are just so fucking genius. And then
there was a South Park episode that Craig made me watch.
Just made me watch.
And it was like me and Craig. Wait, do you and Dez watch South Park together?
Dez showed it to me, but it was like when they went on a talk show being like, we want privacy. We want privacy.
And it kind of like we.
And then Meghan said she didn't think it was funny. I'm like, okay, let's acknowledge that it
like
was
it's funny.
Funny. It's funny.
Yeah. But I hate when people are like it. I hate when people just can't see humor in things.
People would make like. There's one girl who imitated people on Summer House, and I messaged her. I was like, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to make fun of me, make it funny.
Also, don't just that's be mean. The other thing. Like, people that say shit about us on podcasts, like, yeah. that are...
When it's funny...
If you're talking shit about me, make it funny, because then I do agree.
Like, Watch What Crappens, huge fans.
If you just come out and you're like, Paige is the head of the mean girls, I'm like, that's not funny.
Well, that's just people wanting to get likes for saying something mean about
someone.
But,
like, say something hilarious about how
I
look.
Have a
punchline. Yeah, have a punchline.
There's
and then,
so much to work with.
Yeah, I literally give
get
you...
Get creative. Every now and then, a comment really gets me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he went on them. He made fun of, like, Lululemon.
Okay.
And but he's all like leading up. You're like, when is he going to talk about Will Smith? He fucking went.
If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this. And there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love Storyworth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/giggly. That's storyworth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry lashes are in. Bold eye looks are in. It's could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the mob wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like, he's pissed at him. Like, he's dead to him.
Well, he had to address it. And let's just say, Will Smith, you punched the wrong person. You slapped the wrong person. Don't slap a stand-up comedian. Because he had a year to sit down with his people and be like, how do we fucking make this so fucking funny? Yep. And he starts off kind of being like, everyone was calling you a little bitch. Mm-hmm. He's like, because your wife cheated on you with your son's friend. He says that. And he goes, don't get mad at me because it's all over the internet. You had a red table talk where like you sat down. She was like, how'd it feel when I blew
this
that other guy's dick?
Giving red table talk.
Yeah. And he was like, you did that. Yeah. Everyone called you a bitch. He's like, I tried to call for condolences to make you feel better. You didn't answer. But somehow.
Wait, before the slap, Chris Rock tried to call Will Smith and be like, hey, bro, you got some fucked up shit going on.
Yes.
Are you okay? He didn't answer. Okay.
I mean, it might have been a joke, but he was like, I called you and you didn't answer and I was trying to be cool. I never said shit about you. And he goes, so all these people calling you a bitch and you hit me.
Yep.
And then he was like, and you're the dude that played Muhammad Ali. He's like, I played Pookie in some like, he's like, I'm a skinny little dude.
Yeah.
You played Muhammad Ali. You're going to hit me and take it out on me. Apparently Jada started it because she was mad that Chris Rock hosted the Oscars after Will Smith wasn't nominated for Concussion, the movie. And
Jada
goes,
seems like a lot of drama and honest, quite frankly, a fucking headache. Like, I'm...
You beef with Jada.
I just, like, I'm Chris like,
Rock,
it's enough.
He kind of, like, that's when he got kind of worked up.
Can we pause for a second? Your nails look so good. Literally so good. They look fake. Is it gel?
It's gel, and I've been growing them out, and I've been trying to get the right green for months now.
You're just, it's giving, I don't even know who you are.
But I like, I'm interesting, right? Like, I'm a little mysterious.
Like, I think you should start wearing more rings.
Oh my, like, I need to have like a
I think
curated...
you should get like a baby tattoo on one of your fingers.
No. Like a star with little dots coming
out. I think we should get Giggly Squad right here.
Oh no. Anyway, he goes, Jada, he calls her a bitch. I think he like lost his wording with one of the names.
He lost
the plot. He called her a bitch, but he was like, bitch, Concussion was a bad movie. And then at the end of the day, he's the one that gave me a concussion.
I don't even remember that movie.
But then he basically was like, it's selected outrage. Why are you hitting me? And then he ended basically like, my parents raised me not to fight in front of white people. And that's why I didn't hit you back. It was amazing.
Wait, I can't wait to watch that tonight.
I'm so proud of him. I thought it was incredible. And he rocked it. And I think it like has brought him back to like, I think he's the greatest of all time.
I will say that I've never watched a Chris Rock stand-up that I didn't like. Like, even the one before, people were like, oh, I didn't really think it was that funny. I've always liked him. I've always thought he was very funny. I think he's funnier in stand-up than he is in, like, different roles.
I did like his movie Head of State. Did you ever see that?
I don't know if I ever
Tracy
saw
Morgan
it.
Tracy Morgan was in it. He basically is the first black president.
Okay.
And it's amazing.
No, I've never watched
it's
it.
Amazing.
I have to watch it.
Mike Tyson's ex is on it. She was great in it.
Did you see O.J. Simpson putting out an Instagram story being like, everyone's asking me what I think about the Alex Murdoch, like, trial, so I guess I'll tell you my thoughts. I was like, do not tell anyone your thoughts, you fucking idiot. He was like, I think, and his thoughts were, I think he's gonna get off. And I'm like, you're insane.
So because we're out of time. Next episode, we are going to go deep dive into the Alex Murdaugh documentary. It's on Netflix. There's also one on HBO if you want
to. Oh, before we go too, everybody was saying, like, we can't wait to talk for us to talk about Jordan Woods, like, chiming in on Selena. Yeah. We saw it. We saw the story. She said, love the slip liner. I will continue to be Team Jordan.
I'm 100% Team Jordan. Yeah. I don't like when people get ganged up on.
No, and I don't like when people, especially like, I don't like Instagram. I just don't like Instagram bullying, and I feel like a lot of people bullied her, and I didn't like that.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And at the end of the day, like, the men need to check themselves. Justin, what's going on? Apparently he posted a bunch of happy birthday photos, and, like, it was just the back of Haley's head on one.
Yes. She should go. She should just go.
Leave him. Leave she should him. Have a lesbian relationship with
Selena. She loves her.
Okay, now you sound like a troll. Sorry. Online. Well, she's obsessed with her. The guy who's like, Selena had a birthday, and then conveniently 6 months later, Haley had a birthday.
I like Haley. I will always love Haley. I do. I don't get mean girl vibes. And even if she is a mean girl, I don't give a shit because I don't know her.
I do get.
And I'll never meet her. Never know, and we'll never meet friends. But we do know
the Vanderpump people, Tom. I hope everyone's happy. It was definitely messy, but also this is reality TV. This is what we signed up for. We all get entertained. We all forgot our own issues this weekend because we were so deep.
Thank God,
because
I was in a deep depression.
Yeah, we know.
I was like, at
she
least someone
showered
else.
In 32
Life
days.
Life is more fucked up than mine.
Life is about perspective, and sometimes you just have to go on Twitter and see who is getting ruined that day. And that's the moral of the story. I wanted to let you guys know I added another Salt Lake City show, and I'm going to Oklahoma City.
Okay, didn't even know they had a city. Gonna be honest.
I have shows in New York and Boston, and then we're going to Nashville, and then tons of Texas shows. And we added a Chicago show because you guys sold out the last one. So go to Chicago.
We did. Oh, sick.
Yep, we did.
Awesome.
I mean,
there.
You can show up if you want. I'm going. Thank you guys so much for giggling with us, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.